te gope shagopika kantarad ha kantanamostite tapta kanjana gaurangi radhe vrindamanishadi vrishabhanu sute devi pranami hari priye. So I want to express my happiness, more than happiness, but gratefulness for being able to again come to the capital of Sankirtan, not the capital of Switzerland, but the capital of Sankirtan in the world, the Zurich Yatra, with all of the wonderful Sankirtan devotees. Because just like generally devotees go on pilgrimage to India, to the holy dhams of Mayapur and Vrindavan, so I think that this temple and all of you are the best pilgrimage place for me to go to. And so I try to come twice a year on my regular pilgrimage here to associate with all of the Sankirtan devotees. And in that way I can stay enthused in Sankirtan mood. So I am very grateful to all of you to allow me to have your association. And I pray that you always be affectionate and kind to me and keep me in your company. So, tonight we are going to sing a song which is called Savarna Sri Gaura Mahima, the glories of Sri Gauranga. Now we are about to begin yet another Sankirtan marathon. This is Nitya Lila, eternal pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Sankirtan pastimes. So it is very appropriate that we are singing this song today, Gauranga Duti Pada. And there is a beautiful purport which follows, which we shall be reading and speaking about by Srila Prabhupada. So I hope that we can dive deeply into the mood of this song. Let us remember at this time our glorious disciplic succession. Each of us should meditate upon the lotus feet of our beloved spiritual master and upon the lotus feet of the members of our disciplic succession. Taking their shelter, we should pray to them that they enable us to properly imbibe the mood of worship as Narottam Thakur is teaching us. Srila Narottam Thakur was the recipient, he is the recipient of Lord Gauranga's prema. He is full of Gauranga prema. And when we do Sankirtan, it is by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to this world to deliver the conditioned souls by immersing them in this prema, prema bhakti. So, if we can immerse ourselves in such a mood, then certainly we will be very capable of performing Sankirtan. Let us remember that the associates of Lord Gauranga were so powerful devotees that anyone within an 80-mile radius of their presence would instantly become devotees. Now you can just imagine if you had such power for book distribution that anyone, you know, within 80 miles you could influence to immediately buy a book. then we could just imagine how Brahma Muhurta would have a heart attack because he could not keep up the book production to equal the book distribution. I recall in 1975, at the height of the Sankirtan Marathon, we were writing Srila Prabhupada, and we were telling him that we are distributing so many books that the BBT cannot keep up supplying us books fast enough, and therefore we have defeated the BBT. Our book distribution has defeated the BBT, and Prabhupada wrote back that that may be. He said, but I have already defeated them and you because I am already 2 or 3 volumes ahead of the production. I am translating faster than they can produce and that you can distribute. So I have defeated all of you. So, there is no doubt that the more we become Krishna conscious, the more we will be empowered to spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not something artificial, nor something superficial. It is deep. And the more deeply we dive into Krishna consciousness, then the more we will be able to actually give Krishna consciousness to others. So there is a real connection between the two. It is not that someone can spread Krishna consciousness without being empowered by Lord Chaitanya and by Lord Nityananda. So it is appropriate then that we now sing this song. Who will be playing kartals? Okay. We are going to play in that two tal, not 1, 2, 3, but 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Gaurangera duti pada jardana sampada Gaurangera duti pada jardana sampada Gaurangera duti pada jardana sampada Se jane bhakti rasa sa Se jane bhakti rasa sa Se jane bhakti rasa sa Gaurangera madhulila jarkane pravashila Gaurangera madhulila jarkane pravashila Rindoy Nirmala Belota Rindoy Nirmala Belota Jai Gaurangir Namaloi Tarahoi Premodoi. Jai Gaurangir Namaloi Tarahoi Premodoi. Hare Mui Jai Boli Hari. Hare Mui Jai Boli Hari. Gauranga gune tujri nitya lila tare spuri. Sejana bhakati adhikari. Sejana bhakati adhikari. Gauranga sangi gane nitya siddha kori mane. Gauranga sangi gane. Gauranga sangi gane nitya siddha kori mane. Sei jai Brajendra Sutapas. Sei jai Brajendra Sutapas. Sri Gaura Mandal Bhumi Jai Bhajane Chintamani. Sri Gaura Mandal Bhumi Jai Bhajane Chintamani. Tarahoi Brajabhumi Vas. Tarahoi Brajabhumi Vas. Gaura prema rasana ave se tarange di jeba dube. Gaura prema rasana ave se tarange jeba dube. Sei Radha Madhava Antarang. say Radha Madhava Sundaram. Sehi Radha Madhava Antaranga. Grihe Baba Nite Take Hara Gauranga Bole Dake. Grihe Bhavani Take Ha Gauranga Bole Dake. Narota Magetara Sangha. Narota Magetara Sangha. Grihe Baba Nite Take Ha Gauranga Bole Dake. Grihe Baba Nite Take Ha Gauranga Bole Dake. Grihe Baba Nite Take Ha Gauranga Bole Dake. Narottama Mage Tara Sangha. Gaura Prema Rasa Nave Setaranga Jeba Dube. Gaura Prema Rasa Nave Setarange Jeba. Sirada Madhava Antaranga. Agrihe Bhava Nite Take Ha Gauranga Bole Dake. Grihe Bhava Nite Bhake He Gauranga Bole Dake. Narottama Mage Tara Sangha. Narottama Mage Tara Sangha. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Haribal, 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 Gaur Haribal. Nitai Gaur Haribal, 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 Haribal.
jaya narottam thakur jaya narottam thakur narottam thakur jaya narottam thakur Thakur Narottama, Thakur Narottama, Thakur Narottama, Narottama. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Go Premanandi.
This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur in praise of the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Gauranga refers to Lord Chaitanya, who has a fair complexion. One who has a fair complexion is called Gaura. And since Lord Chaitanya was very fair, just like molten gold, he was also named Gaura Sundar. Narottam Das Thakur says, Gauranger Dutipada Jardan Sampada Se jane bhakti rasa sar. Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya can understand the true essence of devotional service. Devotional service is very difficult. It cannot be understood by any ordinary man. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, out of many thousands of persons who are trying to achieve the perfection of human life, only some actually become perfect and realize the self. And out of many thousands of such self-realized persons, only one can understand Krishna. Without understanding Krishna, how can one engage himself in the service of Krishna? Therefore, the devotional service of Krishna is not an ordinary thing. But fortunately, if one follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Dutipada, by following the path of Lord Chaitanya, the process of simply chanting Hare Krishna, he can very easily understand what devotional service is. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur prays that one takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya and follow in his footsteps, for then one can understand the essence of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are very pleasing, because the basic principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement are chanting, dancing, and eating Krishna Prasad. He made his headquarters in Jagannath Puri and would dance, chant, and then immediately call for prasad to be distributed to the devotees. They were so pleased that every day hundreds of men would come to chant and dance with Lord Chaitanya. The temple proprietor, the king of Orissa, Maharaj Patraparuda, had an open order to the workers in the temple to supply as much prasad to Lord Chaitanya's devotees as they wanted. Therefore, his pastimes are very pleasing. Chant, dance, and take prasad. If one is captivated by the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, simply by chanting and dancing and eating prasad, the dirty things in his heart will all become cleansed. The heart of anyone who takes to this movement of chanting, dancing, and eating Krishna prasad will surely be cleansed of all dirty material contamination. Narottam Das Thakur says very rightly, Gaurangera madurlila jarakarnhe pravashila riddoy nirmala velotar. If one wants to cleanse his heart, he must take to the movement of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness. We will stop and speak and then read more. So, Srila Prabhupada used to say that for the biggest kirtan, this book distribution is called Brihat Mridanga, because it gives such a wide sound of the mridanga, more than can be heard with the ordinary kol and kartal. Now we can see how nice Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is. It is not very difficult. Although Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness is certainly very difficult. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Manusinam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatamapi siddhanam kaschid mambeti tatvataha. Out of many, many thousands, only one will take to Krishna consciousness and achieve, and out of these, only one will become perfect. Once I received a letter from Srila Harikesh Maharaj, and he wrote to me a letter saying, this was true, Prabhupada actually said, and then Harikesh Maharaj wrote me a letter, that Prabhupada said that this is true 5,000 years ago. It was one out of many thousands. So now, how much less or how much more difficult it is? If only one out of so many thousands and thousands could do it 5,000 years ago, then what to speak of now? Then he wrote to me a letter saying, however, since you are preaching in China, and since there are billions there, so there will be so many devotees. Hare Krishna Maharaj wrote me, encouraging me. In this way. So, we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to speak philosophy to only a few persons. He only discussed philosophy with very highly qualified persons. That means to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he spoke philosophy. To Ramananda Roy, he spoke philosophy. To Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, he spoke philosophy. But for the general mass of people, he did kirtan. Very, very nice kirtan. And Prabhupada says it is so simple. Singing, dancing, and feasting. And practically our Krishna consciousness movement is based on these three activities. Singing, dancing, and feasting. So, then we should think, what about Sankirtan? Actually, Sankirtan, as we are doing, is nothing but singing, dancing, and feasting. Because, first of all, we should understand that the written word is an extension of Hari Kirtan. In other words, when we say Nam Sankirtan, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute the glories of the Holy Name, these books, which Prabhupada had written, are for one purpose only, to glorify the Holy Name. The whole purpose of these books is to convince the mind that there is nothing more important than to chant Hare Krishna. Once I was sitting with Srila Prabhupada in Bombay. It was 1970. We had just come to India. And Prabhupada said, actually, our real goal in life is to go to Mayapur and to retire and chant 24 hours a day the holy name of the Lord. But because we have no taste yet for chanting, so we have to do so many things. So these books are meant to give us the taste so that we can actually relish the chanting. These books are meant to convince people. Otherwise now, when you go out on the street and you tell people to chant, they say, I can't. And Prabhupada says, chant, chant, chant. And the dying man said, can't, can't, can't. So these books are meant to convince people to the importance of the holy name. And once they read the books, just like we see, now we are reading the books, and we become enthusiastic more and more to chant. And the process is very simple. It is a simple process. Devotees here, you know, they may not be PhDs, although actually, if one studies Prabhupada's books, one day he can become more qualified than even a PhD. But the fact is that we are coming from all walks of life, and we are taking part in the Sankirtan mission of Lord Chaitanya, and it is very nice. Simply by this process, getting up early in the morning, singing, dancing, hearing some philosophy, taking prasadam, and then going out and working very hard to distribute, to either translate, make the books, or distribute the books, and we find that our anarthas are getting uprooted. A devotee who goes out, especially now during this marathon time, we see that there is such an increase in our focus, and the result is that all material desires are thrown out of the mind. There's no time. So this is practically the realization the Bhagavad Gita is coming from this. Bhagavad Gita is teaching us to become detached, to fix the mind. All of the philosophy that we're reading, we get realization practically at times in the marathon, how this can be done. Devotees who participate in marathons, when they're asked, they admit that, yes, the highest consciousness I achieve is when I am in the midst of the Sankirtan marathon. Especially after one goes out at the end, towards the end, when it gets built up and we go out 14 hours, 16 hours, 17, 18 hours. Sometimes devotees don't even come back. And their experience is completely out of this body, transcending all bodily considerations. Very elevated consciousness. And then, what is the result? You get the result. You go to Mayapur, and we do Navadvipa Parikram, and you can chant with such intensity and such sincerity, and you get reciprocation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is so nice process that Prabhupada has given us. If he had just said chant all day, there would have been no hope for us. We could not have done it. Our minds would have been victimized by so many material thoughts. But going out and working sincerely like this for spreading Krishna consciousness, it is much easier method of bhakti yoga for us. So I will read more. Lord Chaitanya is so nice that one who simply takes the holy name of Lord Gaura Sundar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, will immediately develop love of God. Generally, devotees first chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam for the preliminary process of cleansing the heart is to invoke the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and their associates. Lila means pastimes. Without associates, there cannot be pastimes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by associates, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, and many other devotees. Tar means his. Hoi means it is affected. And Premodoy refers to development of love of God. Simply by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, one immediately develops love of God. To such a person, Narottam Das Thakur says, Bravo! To encourage him in chanting Lord Chaitanya's name and dancing. Just as we clap and say, Bravo! Similarly, he says, Jai Boli Hari! Very nice! Excellent! So, the same is going on. Now, this is Lila. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are eternally going on. Although we sometimes say that Krishna came in the form of Lord Chaitanya to taste the prema or love which Radharani feels for Krishna, it is not that Lord Chaitanya is only coming at some time and he did not exist before. Lord Chaitanya is eternally the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he resides in the center of Vrajamandala. Vrajamandala means that place where Radha and Krishna have their intimate pastimes. And in the center of that place is Navadvipa, is the island of Navadvipa. and it is there where Lord Chaitanya and his associates eternally engage in this sankirtan of chanting and dancing. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur have explained that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya have two forms. In one form, they take part in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and in another form, they take part in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So this is called a split personality. Just like this modern psychologist, they are saying that, you know, people suffer this aberration of having a schizophrenic personality. Two right halves which don't, you know, work in a united way. Sometimes if you see people and anyway. So this, however, is a transcendental thing, and both personalities are completely whole and full. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, one can take part in his eternal pastimes and in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna as well. Of course, we have to qualify. But what is the qualification? Generally, the qualification is many, 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 many lifetimes, maybe thousands of lifetimes of performance of bhakti, because it is very rarely achieved. Sir Durlabha, it is not easy to come to this stage. However, Srila Prabhupada explains that if one will sacrifice this life to assist Lord Chaitanya in the mission of delivering the conditioned souls, then if he does this or she does this without any reservation, that means fully giving oneself in this mood of preaching, then Lord Chaitanya will personally come at the end of one's life and cover whatever one is lacking and take one home back to Godhead. This is Prabhupada's statement. He personally told me this. And so we should have faith in these words, that if we can fully give ourselves into this mood of preaching Krishna consciousness, then all anarthas will be uprooted, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, we will be able to appreciate his eternal pastimes. Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes means not Lord Chaitanya alone, but Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya's associates. So, Chaitanya Chaitamrita is full of the wonderful narrations of Lord Chaitanya's loving pastimes with his devotees. We have to study these very carefully. We should learn what is the Vaishnava way of relating. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, everything is revealed clearly. So, devotees should understand that these temples that Prabhupada has established are places for Lord Chaitanya's deity forms to be established, for Lord Chaitanya's devotees to reside in, and for them to learn how to nicely associate together. As we learn to associate with each other, we will become more and more qualified to one day appreciate the exchanges of love between the eternal associates of the Lord, with the Lord. Otherwise, it is not possible. An ordinary karmi who reads Chaitanya Chaitamrita, they cannot understand. They will see things in a material way. But a devotee whose heart is purified will take so much pleasure in seeing how Haridas Thakur is living in an austere and simple way, how Rupa and Sanatana are staying with Haridas Thakur in Puri, how Sanatan Goswami was living in Vrindavan, how Sanatan Goswami was receiving all of the Vaishnavas who would come on the order of Lord Chaitanya to Vrindavan. All of these devotees, Narottam Thakur, wanted so much to associate with Lord Chaitanya. He wanted so much to associate with Nityananda Prabhu. He wanted so much to associate with Rupa and Sanatan. But what happened? They all disappeared. Then he composed that song, Jayani Lo Premadana. Where are you? He was calling out, where are you, the golden dancer, Lord Chaitanya? Where is Rupa? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das Goswami? And he was weeping and weeping and weeping and weeping. And he, in his mood of separation, Lord Chaitanya revealed himself to Narottam Thakur. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Rupin Sanatan, everyone, he got to see all of them. So we also find ourselves now separated from seeing the Lord. And it is very unfortunate. What is unfortunate? That we do not feel sorry. That we are going on without feeling sorry. But if we learn to weep as Narottam Thakur wept, then we may be one day qualified to be actually able to behold the Lord. Just as when Lord Chaitanya entered into Jagannath Temple, what happened? He fainted. Now we are entering into Jagannath's temple every day, but we are not fainting. Because at this point we have no love of this quality as Lord Chaitanya has. But he wants us to have it. He wants us to have it. So we should know what is the real nectar which we are searching for. And we should know that the nectar is to feel love, intense love, for the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. This is what we are after. And our performance of Sankirtan is for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga. It is to bring us to this goal. It is not a separated, disconnected activity, but it is meant for this. Devotees who are deeply diving in the mood of Sankirtan, they can feel the Panchatattva. They should feel the Panchatattva dancing before them. It is said that when the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates appeared in this world, they broke open the storehouse of love of God. So anyone who goes and does Sankirtan is doing so on the order of Mahaprabhu. And surely the Panchatattva is empowering them. And what is that empowerment? If you are pure enough, you will see the Panchatattva singing and dancing in ecstasy on the streets of Zurich, on the streets of Geneva, or wherever you may be distributing. It will be there. Only they will be there, but you have to have the eyes to see. Just like Prabhupada held a big program once in a church, and only a few people came, and we apologized, and Prabhupada said, no. Didn't you see during the aarti ceremony that Narada Muni came, Lord Shiva came, and they were all dancing in ecstasy? And we said, no, we didn't see. Everybody was looking around, wondering where they were, what was it that Prabhupada was seeing, but he had the eyes, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valochanena, Santasa Deva Ridaye Shiva Lokanti. His heart, his eyes were smeared with the salve of love, and therefore he could see Krishna. He can see Lord Chaitanya. So, we should pray. We should beg the holy name. You're chanting tomorrow morning, and you're doing your japa, preparing to go out on the first day of the marathon. You should be praying, really calling out to the holy name, to please, please stay close. Give me shelter. Please give me shelter. Please reveal Radha Krishna. Simply by appreciating Lord Chaitanya's movement, one can immediately enter into or understand Radha Krishna's eternal pastimes. One who can understand the transcendental, eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna reaches the highest perfectional stage of devotional service. So, who is the example of this? Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy was worshipping Lord Chaitanya, and by worship of Lord Chaitanya, eventually he saw that Lord Chaitanya became transformed as Radha and Krishna. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. First we learn to serve Lord Chaitanya in the mood of a servant, and then by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, we will see Radha and Krishna revealed. Lord Chaitanya will himself become Radha and Krishna before our very eyes. So the best way to do seva, service to Lord Chaitanya, is as Prabhupada has taught us, to serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya. This is the best way. There's no way to estimate the reciprocation we will get on account of this. As I said, what would have taken many lifetimes can be done in one lifetime if we fully accept what Prabhupada has instructed us as. The next line is Gaurangerda Sanghi Gane. Sanghi Gane means associates. Lord Chaitanya is always associated. He is not alone. We never see a picture of Lord Chaitanya alone. At least there must be Lord Nityananda or Gadadhar Pandit. Actually, wherever Lord Chaitanya was present, many thousands of devotees would assemble. Such devotees, especially those who were his nearest intimate associates, were Nitya Siddha. In the devotional line, there are three kinds of perfect devotees. One is called Sadhan Siddha. This refers to a person who has very rigidly performed the regulative principles and thereby reached the perfectional stage. Sadhan Siddha. There is another kind of devotee who is called Kripa Siddha. He may not have executed the regulative principles very rigidly, but by his service mood, he is specifically blessed by the spiritual master or Krishna. He is immediately promoted to the perfectional stage. This is called Kripa Siddha. So, here are two. Siddha means perfect. Siddha Purush means perfect person. Now here's two types of ways in which a person can become perfect. One is by sadhana. Sadhana means the practices, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Bhadasevanam, all of these ninefold bhakti angas, the nine different parts of bhakti. And the next is Kripa Siddha, by special mercy of Guru or Krishna. So, Prabhupada says we should practice sadhana very rigidly. And at every moment expect the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Then one day we may become perfect. But here it is mentioned that the associates of Lord Chaitanya who took part in his lila, they were nitya siddha, which is a third type. What does that mean? They are eternally perfect. They never were conditioned souls. They never came in this material world. They are eternally with Lord Chaitanya in the spiritual world. And they came with Lord Chaitanya to perform pastimes in this world. So, by association with the Nitya Siddha devotees, the other two classifications of devotees, they can also become eternally perfect. In other words, one wishes to take, just like we see, Krishna comes and appears in this world with his eternal associates. So when you come to the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness, first, before going back to Godhead, you will go to that universe where Krishna's pastimes are going on. And you will take your birth in the womb of a gopi who is living in Vraj. And then, in association with the Nitya Siddha devotees, the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, you will finally get all the last points of training. Because some things cannot be taught with this body. Therefore, you have to get a spiritual body. A body which will allow you to get the proper training by these eternal associates of Radha and Krishna so that you can serve in the most loving way the divine couple. So these eternal associates who come with Radha and Krishna or who come with Lord Chaitanya, they're called Nitya Siddha. They never were conditioned souls. Nitya Siddha is one who was never contaminated by the material nature. The Sadhan Siddhas and Kripa Siddhas were supposed to have once been in the contamination of material nature, but Nitya Siddhas never came into contact with the material nature. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Nitya Siddhas, or eternally perfect. Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram, the immediate expansion of Krishna. Advaita Prabhu is Mahavishnu. Gadadhar Prabhu is an expansion of Radharani, and Srivas is an incarnation of Narad Muni. They are Nitya Siddha, or eternally perfect. They were never imperfect. They were never in contact with material contamination. we should understand that as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself is transcendental. Similarly, his personal associates are also Nitya Siddha, or eternally transcendental. Se Jai Vrajendra Sutta Pas. Vrajendra Sutta means Krishna. Simply by accepting that his associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally free, one can immediately be promoted to the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. Se Gauda Mandala Bhumi. So, we shall finish by 9. Is that all right? So, Lord Chaitanya sometimes is seen with Lord Nityananda Gornitai. Who was that? Krishna and Balaram. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya is seen with Gadadhar. Who is Gadadhar? Srimati Radharani. Now someone may ask if Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radharani, and Gadadhar is directly Radharani, how can there be two Radharanis? Have you ever thought of this point? Nobody thought of this point? Anyway, now you're thinking. So, someone may wonder, how is it possible? Well, the answer is that Gadadhar Pandit is directly Radharani, and Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, in the mood of Radharani. So it is not that, so what is it? Gadadhar is teaching Lord Chaitanya, or seeing. It is Radharani seeing, if Krishna has properly understood her mood. And when not understanding, he instructs her. When not understanding, Gadadhar will instruct. So he's actually seeing. Is Radharani seeing if Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, is properly understanding her mood, now that he has come as Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Radharani. So this is how they are both. And they know very well. All the associates knew also what their eternal forms are. They know. So, Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi. Gauda means West Bengal. Lord Chaitanya appeared in West Bengal, Navadweep, and he especially flooded that part of the country with Sankirtan. That part of the country has special significance, for it is non-different from Vrindavan. It is as good as Vrindavan. Living in Vrindavan and living in Navadweep are the same. So when you come this time, if you come this year, we will pray to Lord Chaitanya to engage in Navadweep Mandala Parikram. And it is so nice to be able to go to those very places where Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu danced and chanted in Sankirtan mood. And we'll also be able to chant and dance. And because we're doing this Sankirtan Marathon now, Prabhupada's Sankirtan Marathon, this will be our best qualification. This is the ticket to enter into Navadvipa Parikram. You should know, this will be your best qualification. You'll get so much mercy when you go on Navadvipa Parikram. There will be big kirtans, and you will lose yourself in transcendental ecstasy. So everyone should beg the temple president, please let me go. Narottam Das Thakur says, Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jani Chintamani. Chintamani means transcendental abode. Tada hoy braja bhumi bhash. If one simply understands that this land of Navadweep is not different from Vrindavan, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. One should not think that he is living in Bengal or any material country. The places where Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes are as good as Vrindavan. And that is why we see on Navadweep Parikram, the devotees, when they begin, they start talking about Lord Chaitanya's Navadweep pastimes, and after a while they are talking about Krishna in Vrindavan. It is a natural connection, because all of the places have their connections. All the activities of Navadweep have their corresponding activities in Braja, in Vrindavan. Just as it is said, when you take your dip in the Ganga, and you come out in the Jamuna. It is like that. It is not different. The Ganga in Navadweep is not different than the Jamuna in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya's distribution of this love of God is compared with an ocean, Rasa Arnava. What kind of ocean? not salt the ocean that one cannot taste. The water of this ocean is so nice that if one drinks even one drop, he will like it more and more. It is not ordinary ocean water of which one cannot taste even a drop. Therefore, it is called Rasa Arnava. Rasa. It is thick with rus. What is this rus? Rus means a very thick, sweet drink, which is described by Srila Rupa Goswami, that all the different types of loving ecstasy, when they are mixed together, that mixture is called rasa. And when we drink that rasa, you become mad. You become like a madman. It is so intoxicating. And only one drop is required to drink. Normally the karmis have to drink so many drinks. But if you can get even one drop of this rasa, you become mad, permanently mad. In this ocean there are different waves. An ocean does not stand still, for it is not impersonal or void. And as the ocean is always dancing with waves, similarly the ocean of transcendental love of Krishna, as introduced by Lord Chaitanya, has constant waves, constant sound. One has to dive deep into that ocean. If one knows the secret and says, let me dive deep into the ocean of transcendental loving movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya, he immediately becomes one of the confidential devotees of Radha and Krishna. All you have to do is say it. Now you may say, well, all right, I'm going to say it now, so why hasn't it happened? Because it's how you say it. It is not just that you mouth the words, but you have to feel it from the heart. So the whole thing is we are suffering now from a very severe heart disease. Everyone knows that heart failure is a killer disease in this age. But people do not know what is the real heart disease. Rit rog. It is called rit rog. What is that rit rog? It is the disease of material lust. The desire for mundane sex life and material enjoyment is the actual disease of the heart. You see? And what is the solution for this disease? Nam Sankirtan. That is the medicine. That is the thing. Bhavahosadhi. What is this bhavahosadhi? That medicine which can cure all diseases. Constant harikatha. Hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord again and again and again. That will get rid of this rit rog. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and all of Prabhupada's books. Hear them, regularly chant them, and distribute them, and you will get free from this rit rog, this heart disease. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur concludes this song by saying, Grihe bhavani te take, ha gauranga bhole take. It is not necessary that one become a mendicant or give up his family life and society. One can remain wherever he finds it suitable, whether as a householder, as a brahmachari, as a vanaprastha, or as a sannyasi. Vanaprasthas and sannyasis are supposed to live outside of the city. Vanite means forest. Formerly, those who were in spiritual consciousness used to live in the forest to become free of the turmoil of city life. But that is not possible now. In this age, no one can go into the forest. That requires practice, and no one is practiced to that line. Therefore, generally, one is recommended to live with his friends, wife, and children. That doesn't matter, but he must take to the process of Krishna consciousness as introduced by Lord Chaitanya. It is not difficult. The real thing is that one has to accept the movement of Lord Chaitanya, chanting, dancing, and eating Krishna prasad. Even if one is in family life, there is no difficulty. He can just sit down, chant Hare Krishna, dance nicely, and then take Krishna prasad. Everyone can do this. Those who have renounced this world, sannyasis, also can do it. There is no difficulty. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says that it doesn't matter whether one is a brahmachari, grihastha, or sannyasi. He says, if you have taken to these principles of life, I desire your company, because you are a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. In this way, Narottam Das Thakur finishes the song. Go pray manandi hari hari ribo. So Does anyone have any question to ask? First of all, I also wrote this question to Prabhupada, and he wrote me a very famous letter chastising me, and he said, you should never ever think that Narada Muni was an ordinary conditioned soul. Never think that. Narada Muni is eternally an associate of Lord Narayan. In fact, Narada Muni has many different forms. He also is in Krishna Lila in the shape of Madhu Mangal. He has so many different forms. In every place he is present, in all of the different leelas and all the different spiritual spheres. And one portion of him may come within this world. These persons who are Nitya Siddha, they are like Krishna. And they can, small portions of them, expand into this world and show different pastimes. Just like for Narada Muni, they may show the pastime of having been in a demigod's birth and then coming in the next lifetime in a Sudrani's womb. But this is not a reflection on the eternal perfect personality of Narada Muni. These are just different portions of him expanded into this world for pastimes. He is eternally perfect individual. Another question? Yes, there are some who are eternally close parikars. They are the associates of Lord Chaitanya Radha Krishna. And others are their associates, but some are very closely connected. Actually, these persons are not, they're not jiva tattva. The persons who are like Krishna's father, Krishna's mother, they're all expansions of Krishna's own Sarup Shakti. They're expansions of his own personal energies. Or they're Vishnu Tattva. Either they're Vishnu Tattva like Balaram, or they're Shakti Tattva. They're expansions of the Sarup Shakti, Krishna's own energy. They're not Jiva Shakti. So they're in a very special category. They're not less than the Lord himself. That is the real fact. Yasoda and Nanda are not less than Krishna. Narada Muni is not less than Narayan. Practically, not less. They can't be separated. The Dham, the name, the form of the Lord, his associates, they're all taken together. They say that it is hard to know the original melodies of Narottam. It is said that those melodies may never, you know, may not be known nowadays anymore. But these are typical Bengali melodies. So some mood of it is the same. At least, of course, the mood is not the same because Narottam Thakur is the most exalted devotee of Lord Chaitanya, and we are beginners in trying to serve Lord Chaitanya. But these melodies, at least, are conducive for developing the proper mood. Any other questions? Yes.
Pastimes of the Lord are manifested in the whole universe.
Yeah, some pastimes are eternally manifest and some are not. The ones that are not are called Bhoma-lila. Bhoma-lila or Naimittik-lila. Just like the pastime of birth. Actually, in the spiritual sky, there is no birth. But in this lila, when Krishna comes within the material universe to show his lila, he takes birth. He takes birth from the womb of Yasoda. So, in the spiritual world, Yasoda thinks that Krishna has taken birth from her, but there is no birth. Similarly, in the spiritual world, the gopis have no husbands. But in this world, Yogamaya, the special internal energy of Krishna, she manufactures some husbands for the gopis, or she makes some arrangements so the gopis appear to have husbands. In other words, if the pastimes were exactly the same here as they were there, it would make no sense to us. It would make sense to the eternal associates, but not to us. Because we cannot imagine that someone can be the son of a mother unless he's taken birth. So to give a sense of reality to the pastimes, Krishna's internal energy, Yogamaya, makes certain special leelas or arrangements here in this world for us who are conditioned souls to better understand these pastimes. So some things are not there. Just like killing demons, there are no demons in the spiritual world. But here there were so many demons that Krishna killed. So that is Naimittik Leela. It is the Leela going of the, on in this world, not in the spiritual sky. But most pastimes are Nitya Leela, eternally in both places. Ah, yes. That's all right. He may, but up to prema. Up to bhava. This body cannot withstand the ecstasy that comes in prema bhakti. So it is said that with this body, one comes to the stage of bhava bhakti, which is the beginning of prema. So one gets prema. But then after prema, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see there are different developments which go beyond prema, up to mahabhava. And these come in that when you get a spiritual body and take birth in the pastimes of Krishna. And it doesn't come with this body. It doesn't come in this body. It comes in that place when you take birth in those, in that pastimes. And Prabhupada has said that also. First you take birth in the universe. So why is it that you take birth in the universe where Krishna's pastimes are going? You think practically. If what you're saying is correct, then there's no need to do that. Then you can immediately go back to the spiritual world. But certainly it's not that you go back directly. First you take birth in the universe where Krishna's pastimes are going on, and then you go back. Narayan Bhakti, in the case of Krishna Bhaktas. In the case of Krishna Bhaktas. As far as I can understand, in the case of Krishna Bhaktas. Because Narayan Bhaktas don't develop the higher stages of prema. So, they can go, as far as I can understand, they can go directly. But I'll think, and if necessary, I can consult further with other devotees and give you a perfect, a more conclusive answer. But certainly in the case of our line of Krishna bhaktas, it has to be like this. That first you take birth in a universe where Krishna is going to where he's performing. Why? Because you need the association of those nitya siddhas. It's only in their association that final training is given. Yes, but that body is not material. Because you can't associate with Krishna with a material body. You can read about this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, perhaps 29th or 30th chapter, it's described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and he's describing the different gopis, categories of gopis. One category was the Nitya Siddhas. Another category were the Rishichari gopis, who were formerly sages in the forest of Dandakaranya during the time of Ram. Another is Shrutichari gopis. They were personified Vedas. And then there were Devakanya gopis, the daughters of the demigods. And so all of these different ones, they had to associate with Nitya Siddha gopis. And until they did, they could not go directly into the rasa dance and directly associate with Krishna. So when they got their association, when they were qualified for that direct contact, then they have a spiritual body. Otherwise, there's some tinge still of contamination. And that tinge had to be freed from their body. You can read Vishwanath Chakravarti. These things have been explained by our acharyas, that one does not go directly back to Godhead, but when one has got proper qualification, he enters into the pastimes of Krishna in one of the universes. And there he finishes up all final purification. He takes birth with a practically spiritual body. And if there's any tinge left, a slight tinge, it becomes purified in the association of the Nitya Siddha devotees. By their association, any last vestige of contamination is washed out. And then the body becomes, for example, supposing a gopi, supposing someone who's in Braja, and born in Braja, but they still have some slight consideration other than pure love for Krishna, then they will have contact with husbands and they will have children. But the Nitya Siddha gopis never have children and they never have contact with their husbands. So then what happened? They cannot go to join the Rasalila, those gopis who had children, because they still had some contact with Krishna. So then what happened? They heard about the rasa dance from the eternal associates of Krishna, those gopis. And hearing about it, they developed such strong greed to go into that assembly of Radha and Krishna that next time when Krishna danced rasa, they went. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, having gone into the rasa lila, they completely became washed of any further material consideration. And they became like mad persons. And they lost all interest in family affairs. And even those who had like young children or whatever, their whole bodies changed. The milk in their breasts dried up and they lost all interest in family affairs. And their body, and it is said, sometimes it's said they gave up their body when they could not join, but actually it says it gave up their material conception completely. And their entire existence became spiritualized. Then they can go back to Godhead in the spiritual sky. Anyway, what difference does it make? Whether you go back to the spiritual sky or whether you take birth in the universe where Krishna's pastime is going, it is the same. It's not less. if you can be so fortunate at some future time, we shouldn't quibble about this point. Any last questions? Yes. Yeah, they definitely go to a universe. That's a good point. Any last questions? Yes. If they didn't have a spiritual body, then they got promoted. Not that everyone may have got a spiritual body, because they didn't have direct contact. Some of them did not have direct contact with Krishna. They saw from a distance or something like this. But anyone who came directly into his association, certainly they got. You can see it is said, all of those who died on the Battle of Kurukshetra got liberated. But what does liberation mean? Liberation can mean many things. Liberation can be free from birth and death, free from the modes of material nature. It can mean going to Vaikuntha. It doesn't mean necessarily going to Goloka Vrindavan. It's not that everyone who died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra went to Brajadham, went to Goloka Vrindavan, no. Because some didn't see Krishna as Krishna. Some saw him as Forearm Narayan. How did Bhishma see Krishna? Not in the same way that the gopis see Krishna. When Krishna entered the wrestling arena, 10 types of people saw him in 12 different ways. 12 means 5 primary rasas and 7 secondary rasas. And there were 10 different groups of people. It's all mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Some saw him as, you know, the fathers and mothers saw him as a small child. Their friends saw him with humor, loving humor, and as their best friend. The women saw him as the transcendental Cupid. The restless saw him as, you know, something very fearful. So according to their inner mood, they all saw in a different way. So it's not that anyone and everyone who saw Krishna automatically gets the same destination. And it's not that immediately they just were transcendental or purified. They may have been contaminated, but they get purified by coming into his contact. Not that they were all nityasiddhas already. All right, we have gone over time. I'm sorry for that. We should now get ready to take rest. Tomorrow is a big day on Sankirtan. Remember what Prabhupada has said here about chanting, dancing, and feasting. Tomorrow morning when you chant your japa, try to absorb yourself, pray sincerely to the holy name to manifest themselves to us in our heart. Pray for the mercy of our spiritual master that we can be absorbed in the mood of Sankirtan in the coming days. Sankirtan Yajna Ki. Sri Sri Gornitai Ki. Srila Prabhupada Sankirtan Marathon Ki. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.